Time now for your comments about our program. My recent interview with Keith Wallace, founder of the Wine School of Philadelphia, led some listeners in wine country to choke on their Merlot. Mr. Wallace argues that our image of winemaking is outdated. He says, don't think beautiful chateaus surrounded by vineyards. Instead, think of something akin to an industrial mass production. Well, his description did not sit well with some of the California producers he named. Randy Ullum is the winemaster at Kendall Jackson, which makes a range of popular wines. He writes, contrary to your guests' assertions, wines are not made in factories. They're made in wineries. Kendall Jackson, a family-run winery, serves a huge demand for its quality wine, but handcrafts it one small 60-gallon barrel at a time. Jerry Lohr, who founded J. Lohr Wines, also felt Keith Wallace was off the mark. Our approach is the same as a small winery, Mr. Lohr writes. We just have more barrels than our boutique wine-growing brethren. In our interview, Keith Wallace also said some of those acclaimed boutique winemakers have not historically made all their own wine. This incensed Ann Colgan, founder of Colgan Cellars. She writes, Colgan Cellars has been producing wines in its own state-of-the-art winery since 2002. Before the winery was built, Colgan used a custom crush facility. A custom crush facility is wine speak for a co-op, a place where small fledgling producers share equipment and resources when they are too small to merit their own facility. Not, in Ms. Colgan's view, anything like a factory. Now on to one more story with some NPR history. Yesterday we spoke with our colleague from the science desk, Joe Palca. He had the opportunity to attend the Nobel Prize festivities in Stockholm. Joe said it was the first time he knew of that NPR had gone to the ceremony. Well, not so fast, Joe.
Here's a story that's told, perhaps apocryphal, perhaps not.
That is our very own Noah Adams. Back in 1976, we sent Noah to Stockholm for the Nobel ceremony. Here he is giving us a sense of prizes past.
In 1913, the Literature Award winner was the Indian poet Rabindranath Tagore. He arrived here at this spot wearing white robes. He had a long white beard, wearing sandals, and was leading on a leash a goat.
We stand corrected on our institutional memory. And whether you were listening in 1976 or born after 1976, we don't care. We want to hear from you. Send us email. Come to our website. Visit npr.org and click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.